What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
They are not authorized to make arrests. They are not doing the work of our local and state law enforcement.
Yeah, that's Mayor Bass. She's calling for Marines to march out of LA. And Palisades residents want Mayor Bass out.
I feel like it's the silent treatment or taking credit, but nothing in between.
This is the LA Local, and it's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Vivian Leneau-Gabriel, and I am so excited to be your guide through the local buzz and everything in between. All right, let's break it all down. Mayor Karen Bass is once again calling on the Trump administration to pull federal agents out of Southern California. We're talking thousands of National Guard troops and hundreds of Marines who've been here for more than a month, all in response to the chaos that followed the immigration raids. About 2,000 troops were sent home last week, but Bass is saying that's not enough. She wants all of them gone.
They are not authorized to make arrests. They are not doing the work of our local and state law enforcement. They're not trained to do that, and they were never needed to do that. There were recent articles that talked about hundreds of soldiers who were basically looking at video games and doing nothing, again, because they were not needed.
Yeah, but don't expect the pullback just yet. The White House fired back, saying President Trump is simply delivering on what he promised, calling this the largest mass deportation of criminal illegal aliens in U.S. history. All right, moving on to West Side, where the temperature's rising. And I don't mean the weather. Dozens of Karen Bass resign now yard signs have popped up across Pacific Palisades. Residents there say the city's wildfire recovery has been confusing, full of delays, and buried in red tape.
There was no finalized in stone scenario, but that they were told that they would pay the fees and then they would get some sort of refund, or that the fees were suspended. There's mixed messaging. I know that there's been videos that have been out recently where there's individuals that are working that don't have an absolute answer. And my hope is that soon there's sort of a set in stone answer that the fees are waived as long as you're following the protocol that they laid out.
Yeah, and Mira Bass says her team's been working on it. She's opened a rebuild center, offered tax relief, and expedited permits. But some locals say it's either radio silence or a PR push. No real middle ground.
I feel like it's the silent treatment or taking credit, but nothing in between.
Organizers behind the signs say they're not just protests. They're a sign of solidarity. And FYI, it's not just yard signs. There is a growing blog movement, heated community forums, and questions about leadership during and after the fire. So if you see one of those Palisade yard signs, snap a pic, tag us, and tell us what you think. Hit us up on our socials. All right, guys, it happened again. Another street takeover in South LA and another AutoZone looted. This time it was early this morning near Main and Vernon. LAPD showed up to shattered glass, empty shelves, and zero arrests. If this sounds familiar, well, it is, because just last month, a different AutoZone near Century and Hoover was hit in almost the same exact way. That location, yeah, it had been ransacked a year earlier, too. All right, the question everyone is asking, what is going on with the interest rates? Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it might be time to take a hard look at the entire Federal Reserve, not just its controversial $2.5 billion renovation project. On CNBC, he questioned whether the Fed is really doing its job and even compared it to the FAA, saying too many mistakes would normally trigger a full review.
There was fear-mongering over tariffs, and thus far, we have seen very little, if any, inflation. We've had great inflation numbers. So, you know, I think this idea of them not being able to break out of a certain mindset, you know, all these PhDs over there, I don't know what they do.
This comes as tensions rise between the White House and Fed Chair Jeremy Powell, with President Trump pushing for major rate cuts. Experts say the Fed will likely cut interest rates again in September. All right, have you been flying lately? SoCal airports are feeling the slump. Passenger traffic was down 3.4% in May compared to last year. LAX and Long Beach took the biggest hits, while Burbank and Ontario saw small gains. Overall, nearly 8 million people passed through, which sounds like a lot, but it's still down 10% from before the pandemic. But air travel is in a weird spot right now. Prices are up, delays are common, and now fewer of us are flying. So maybe you're not imagining those shorter security lines at LAX, or maybe you just finally got TSA PreCheck. Okay, I joke. Speaking of flying, passengers on a Delta flight had a very real scare over North Dakota.
I do apologize for it, and thank you for understanding. It's not a fun day at work.
Yeah, that was the pilot explaining why he had to make an aggressive maneuver to avoid a B-52 bomber that had entered their flight path with no prior warning from military air traffic. Thankfully, the plane landed safely, but it's raising questions about communication between commercial and military flights. Close calls like this, they make turbulence look like a spa treatment. Next, 12-time All-Star point guard Chris Paul is heading back to the Clippers for what's expected to be his final and 21st NBA season. Paul is 40 years old and becomes the latest veteran addition to the Clippers. Yeah, they're going full veteran mode this offseason, adding not just Paul, but also shooting guard Bradley Beal, power forward John Collins, and center Brook Lopez to the mix. Paul originally played 6 seasons with the Clippers, remember Lob City? And last year, he played all 82 games for the San Antonio Spurs, becoming the first one in his 20th season to do that. Pretty cool, huh? All right, moving on to some health news. Many pregnant women and new mothers are hesitant about vaccinating their children. That's the takeaway of new research out of Emory University and the CDC. 1 in 3 parents of children under the age of 5 say they intend to delay or just say no to some or all of their children's recommended vaccines. It comes as many health officials express concerns about a growing number of measles cases in the U.S.
I'm gonna open up my own business right after I graduate from high school.
And where are you gonna get the money?
Well, that's why I'm here. See, all you have to do is give me the money you're gonna spend on my college education now.
Yeah, heartbreaking news today, guys. The Cosby Show star Malcolm Jamal Warner has died at 54. Jamal Warner, who rose to fame playing Theo Huxtable on the long-running sitcom, died from an accidental drowning in Costa Rica yesterday. Police say Warner died at a beach in Limon, Costa Rica, when he got caught in a high current. Costa Rica's Red Cross says people on the beach tried to save him, but he died at the scene. Warner also starred in the comedy series Malcolm and Eddie and in shows including Jeremiah, Listen Up, and Read Between the Lines. Warner is survived by his wife and daughter. And the last story I got for you is In-N-Out is moving much of its operations out of California. Its heiress and family are moving to Tennessee. Lindsay Snyder tells the podcast Relatable why Tennessee.
Florida has begged us and we're still saying no. You know, the East Coast states, we're still saying no. You know, we're able to reach Tennessee from our Texas warehouse. So we're not putting our whole meat facility where we do all of our own beef and send it to our stores, make patties. We're not going to have that there. We'll have a warehouse, but not do our own meat there. So we'll be able to deliver from Texas.
Yeah, the first In-N-Out in Tennessee opens next year. All right, now I'm hungry. I want to go get a double-double. All right, thanks for tuning in to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Vivian Lanou-Gabriel. Thanks for making me part of your traffic jam.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.